Thus, for current neuroscience, the question does not turn on whether there is evidence that some individuals have had a given spiritual experience. By definition, according to current dogma, they cannot have had an experience that puts them in contact with a reality beyond themselves, because there is no such reality. Therefore, their experience is an illusion created by the brain. But there is evidence that the mind and the brain are not identical, which means that an actual experience of a reality beyond themselves is a real possibility that we will investigate. Chapter 6 introduces studies showing that the mind acts on the brain as a non-material cause. I also introduce a hypothesis for how the mind interacts with the brain. Some interesting new scientific studies conducted by Peter Fenwick, Sam Parnia, Bruce Grayson, and Pim Van Lommel on near-death experiences, NDE, provide additional support to this view. Also presented are some cases that were investigated by researcher Kenneth Ring, showing that people born blind can see during an NDE, and the case of Pam Reynolds, who was known to be clinically dead when her NDE occurred. Overall, the occurrence of NDEs during cardiac arrest raises questions about the possible relationship between the mind and the brain. Mind and consciousness appear to continue at a time when the brain is non-functional and clinical criteria of death have been reached. If this is the case, it is quite plausible that mystics are actually contacting something outside themselves when in a deep mystical state. Chapters 7 through 9 discuss spiritual and mystical experiences generally. Chapter 7 discusses who has mystical experiences and what triggers them. Although most people do not have such experiences, which undermines a materialist evolutionary explanation for them, the experiences can be triggered in a variety of ways. Many popular and academic beliefs about mystics in particular will be examined. The spiritual brain will look at the work of Sir Alistair Hardy, a distinguished zoologist who established the Religious Experience Research Unit, RERU, at Manchester College in Oxford in 1969. The aim of RERU was to collect and classify contemporary accounts of first-hand religious or transcendent experiences and to investigate the nature and function of these experiences. The findings of an 8-year survey of over 3,000 first-hand accounts of mystical experience were later published as The Spiritual Nature of Man.